Time is killed.
Father, time is not.
Oh, it's not.
Now it is. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Medina Township Trustees. It is a special meeting, December 26th, 2018, 7 p.m. Can I roll call, please?
Mr. DeMichael?
Here.
Mr. Stolpa?
Here.
Mr. Raddus?
Here.
Would you please stand and follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, if we would please take have a moment of silence for our military members, both at home and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. First, approval of supplemental appropriations. I'll move to increase the supplemental appropriations to cover the transfer of $600,000 to Road and Bridge, account number 1000-910-910-0900, permanent, and incorporate this one-page document by reference.
Second.
We talked about this last meeting, but if there's any other discussion? Nope. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
To put forth the following resolution number 1226201-826 for the approval of 2018 final appropriations, and include this document here as a reference.
My pages again. Oh, second.
Roll call. This is 12 pages.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Just so you guys know why we did it this way, this reflects the $600,000 transfer. It also reflects the $75,000 advance. I do want to point something out on this, actually. So, because the advance was not repaid in the year that it was advanced, mm-hmm. which was last year, it does show on the status report as an expense. However, UAN, according to UAN and local government services and the auditor's office, which I'll talk to today again, it is not, they will back that amount out when doing our audit, because it's an advance is not a budgeted expense, so I couldn't increase appropriations for it. So if you see the line item, it shows zero for appropriations, but $75,000 is an expense. So it actually shows us overspending by like $12,000, but they back that out. And I did get confirmation by three different entities, so.
Thank you.
But just so you, if you look through it and see what it is.
Next up is approval of 2018 appropriations. I'll move to put forth the following resolution number 1226218-027 for approval of 2019 temporary appropriations, and include this document for reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Oh, I thought you said those were 2018.
No, these
this
are
the change with the
UAN. 2019 temporaries. Temporaries are done.
That's what threw me off.
I changed
that's what
it.
I thought you said.
Yeah, I changed it. You know, temporaries are done.
That's what I thought, but I said, no, she said 2018.
For the first one, yes. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. It was no big deal.
Purchase orders.
I have one. This time I'd like to make a motion for purchase order for the vendors going to be Wayne Garage Door Sales out of Dover, Ohio. Department's going to be fire, and this is a total of $3,700.67.
Second.
This is for half the cost of the garage doors, they need 50%.
If you remember, we actually approved a purchase order for the openers last meeting, and then right after that, Denny had found out that in order to order the garage doors and the openers, we have to pay 50% of the costs, so I just made up the difference. This is all still coming from that insurance money, right, too, just so you know. So.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
You said the one, right?
Yeah, just the one.
I'll move to approve the following purchase order requisition. This is for our admin department. This is HSA check to various banks for our employees. Total amount is $12,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
She wants all three on that one.
Oh, sorry. Approval accounts payable. I'll move to approve accounts payable check number 29750 through check number 29787, total amount $54,660.40.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Move to go into executive session to consider the employment of a public employee with the three trustees and fiscal officer.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
We'll enter executive session at 7:07 p.m. Ready?
Yes.
Ready,
speaking.
We're back from executive session at 8:02 p.m. where the three trustees and fiscal officer were discussing consideration of employment of a public employee.
This time I'd like to make a motion to change Chief Arbor Gas status to part-time interim chief beginning January 1st, 2019.
Second. Discussion? We talk about pay on the 3rd. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Roll call.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Good. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to hire Amanda Traska full-time as Administrative Assistant Secretary at a rate of $19 an hour with benefits. That'll start after 60 days of hire. And the start date for her will be January 7th, 2019.
Second. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Raddis?
Third's down there.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
No.
And at this time, I'd like to make a motion to hire Yvonne Rodman Zapata part-time as an administrative assistant slash secretary at a rate of $15.50 an hour with no benefits, with the start date of Friday, December 28th, 2018.
Second. Discussion.
No. Want anything?
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
No.
Welcome, ladies. Anything else?
No, I'm good. I don't have anything.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned, 8:04 PM.